How many of you have ever had to explain to your kids the difference between speaking up and minding your own business? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's an interesting parental confidential today. Sometimes the kids think that they're doing the right thing, but really it's not their place, especially at 9 years old, to yell at another parent for reprimanding their own child. And this is what happened with Vanessa's son. Would love to hear from you guys on this one today if you had a similar situation with your kids as well. 585-252-9800. Vanessa writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I was hoping I could get some help on this one. I know there are parents who have also been in this situation before, too. A week ago, my 9-year-old saw another kid at the bus stop being reprimanded by his parent. The kid apparently made some sassy remark. The mom raised her voice and asked him who he thought he was talking to. Then he grabbed his shoulder and did what I can assume is the low voice parental reprimand at eye level with this little kid. We were about 20 feet away and my son yelled, 'Don't hit your kid.
Oh my God.
Don't be a bad parent.' I then quickly corrected my son, telling him to mind his own business. The mother was correcting her son's behavior. He insisted that she slapped her child in the face. I only saw her grab his shoulder and get to eye level with him. And that's what I told my son. He maintained that she slapped him. And my son got very teary-eyed that he was being corrected for what he thought was him doing the right thing.
He's like, I was just witness to abuse, so.
I told him I understand that could be upsetting if that's what he thinks he saw. But there are other adults around, and it's not his place to step in. It reminded me of another situation that happened in school where a student was being reprimanded for something, and my son spoke up in the student's defense and ended up getting into trouble himself for doing so. In situations like that, how do we teach our kids when it's appropriate to mind their own business and when it's appropriate to speak up?" That came in from our friend Vanessa for Parental Confidential. It's a great question.
It is a good question.
Some kids do have a hard time minding their own business.
Yes,
some of them want to police other kids in other situations, and I totally get that. They think they're doing the right thing, but really,
when it comes,
it's a fine line.
When push comes to shove, I mean, like, you should never disrespect parental or authoritative figures because you don't agree with it. I mean, like, you're right. It is a fine line if they're actively doing something wrong, but parenting is subjective. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, and you're 9, so shut up. Respectfully, of course.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is a very fine line of when do you, how do you teach a kid the difference between minding their own business and speaking up?
And, like, I mean, standing up for themselves and anyone else. Because, listen, if this was, like, a different situation, it wasn't the parent, and this kid was on the playground and he was getting roughed around,
yeah
he definitely should speak up. But then I can see the kid being like, well, I'm not saying anything ever again because I'm not gonna get in trouble.
I know.
So that's like, that's really tough.
All right, let's get to some of your messages coming in here. We got quite a few of them. We have a listener saying, "My 7-year-old daughter is the same way. We had to really teach her that the logical course of action upon seeing someone hit their child would be to tell you or another adult and let them decide the course of action."
Right.
Not the child. Rick says, "If a child yelled at me for punishing my kid, especially a kid who's 9, I would politely walk over and give them a little smack as well."
Oh, dear.
"Then I would give the parent a smack for teaching their kid to not mind their own business." Okay, thick Rick. Thanks for the text, buddy.
Just slapping everyone around.
Amy says, "Personally, I think your son was correct and brave to speak up. There's not so many children. There are not so many people, child or adult, who are willing to do that. So the world would be a better place if there were more of them." Yeah.
This person says, "I agree with the kid. I think that he was really brave in standing up to that parent if they were hurting their child. I don't believe that violence is the answer, so that kid is in his right."
Yeah, and you know, that's fine and all. The mother, according to Vanessa, she didn't see that happen. But what he did was he yelled at the parent, "Don't be a bad parent." And I think what's really happening here is Vanessa was probably embarrassed.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Lori says, I think it's good that this mom's son feels brave enough to speak up when he thinks something bad has happened. It's what I'm trying to teach my six-year-old now. But kids do need to understand that the proper thing as a young kid is to not shout at an adult that he believes is doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I suppose. I would love to hear from, well, most teachers are in class by now. Any substitute teachers?
Our youth.
How would you handle the situation?
I just...
You're a parent.
No, I'm like, I know everyone wants to hear from me. I don't know. I feel like I would stick up for them in the moment and then reprimand them in private. Not reprimand them, but like explain. Like, listen, you did the right thing, low-key. The delivery was a little off. And not every situation needs a hero.
Yeah, I get that. Me, growing up, I was always so scared of all parents. Because I would have friends' parents yell at me if I did something wrong. They'd have no problem correcting me. And I think a lot of parents today are scared to do that if it's not their child.
I will never forget. I was over at a friend's house. We were listening to Kanye West, Jesus Walks.
Yes.
And they came right over to the CD player, ripped the CD out of the Discman, and snapped it over their knee and said, we don't listen to that music in this house.
Wow. Was it your CD?
Oh, of course. I was traumatized. I was like, well, you owe me $20.
So. Yeah, your dad sent him an invoice. They took your CD.
Or maybe we like burned it. We must have burned it. You know what I mean? But
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a teacher. Past teacher, I think. Hey, guys. As a teacher who's in charge of second graders all day, I know for some of them, it's tough because they feel the need to police the other kids, but I think your son did the right thing. My advice on this is telling your son there's a lot of adults who are watching out for the kids.
Right.
Thank you for speaking up, and I always want you to tell me if you're worried about your safety or someone else's, but you do not need to fix it. That's not your job quite yet. I can help with that, or so can a teacher. Just let us know. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for talking about this topic. Have a good one. No, you're welcome.
No, for sure. I really think that this should be taught in school. And I know we're teaching curriculum and we're doing Common Core and all that stuff. But I just wish there was more of like an ethics class. I wish there was more of a home ec moment. Like, what do we do in these types of situations?
I agree.
It's all on the parents. It's always all on the parents to teach their kids this, and I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of really bad parents out there that don't teach the right way. So
hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Go ahead. You got a comment on this?
I do. I do work with kids, and I was a former classroom teacher, and now I teach like body safety, abuse prevention. We do teach kids to, to report unsafe situations. So one of our safety rules is talk it up. And, you know, especially in the younger grades, we talk about the difference between tattling and reporting. But, you know, we do teach kids to use their voice to keep themselves and to keep others safe.
Well, I like that you brought that up, that you do teach that. So I'm sure you heard Vanessa's message. How do you teach that? Like, what's the best advice you can give Vanessa to teach her son, who is only 9 years old, the difference between minding their own business and speaking up?
Right. So, you know, and when we do cover bullying, we talk about being a bystander and an upstander. To me, it sounds like he was, you know, like the three ways that we teach kids to be an upstander is that if they feel safe and comfortable, they can say something to the bully, you know, that's not okay. But we really emphasize being there for the person who's getting bullied and then to talk it up to a safe adult. So I would say that, you know, I get where, you know, he was technically not in the right to say that, but at the same time, it's a really fine line between teaching kids, you know, when it's okay to say something and when it's not.
Right.
But I would say that she should really emphasize to him that he should check in with her or another safe adult before saying something.
Right, before screaming at the other parent.
Right.
To stopping a bad parent.
Yes. And to say, you know, like go to your safe adult and say, is this safe? Like, I, you know, this is what I saw. This is what I heard. Is this safe?
Correct.
And then, you know, like, and then let the grown-ups handle it. You know, emphasize that it's always a grown-up's job to keep kids safe, and it's their job to tell them if something is unsafe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They think it's unsafe.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, she shouldn't, like, discourage him from, you know, clearly he has a strong sense of social justice.
Yeah, at only 9.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, that's amazing. He's probably going to do, you know, really good things in the future. But I would say, you know, to say, like, just for, you know, the safety of everyone involved, I really think you need to come talk to me or another adult before you say something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, because it's like, it really helps and hammers home the point from a different perspective, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jenna. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for weighing in this morning. I know Vanessa really appreciates it. This was a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
It always is when we do Parental Confidential, and we'll do another one coming up tomorrow morning on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. People are pissed.
No, they're really mad.
585-252-9800. It's There I Said It, and it's time to clear
the air.
All right, let's get over to our girl Krista. I don't know where this is coming from. She just said Girl Scouts are an absolute scam. There I said it.
What?
Oh my God. Krista, what happened?
Yeah, are you well?
Did they fire you and take away your pension?
She's like, I didn't get my cookies this year. I'm pissed.
I know. By the way, when does that... When's that happen? When
right
do we start
now.
Getting cookies?
Right now, baby.
Thin Mints. Listen,
find
you
find them anywhere.
Normally, the Girl Scouts come in, they drop off cookies for us, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We don't want to come off like we don't. But this year, when you drop off the cookies, if you can drop off 2% milk too, that would be great.
That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go over to Mario real quick.
What's Mario saying?
Yes, we get it. You work out at Midtown. Nobody cares. There, I said it.
Yeah, we've already done that.
Yes.
We know. We know. The bracelet, the whole thing.
Yeah.
This person says, whoever said waking up early doesn't make you more productive is lying. There, I said it.
Tell that to someone who wakes up at 5 every morning to make it to the gym by 5:30. I'd love to hear from all those people.
They're like, I literally lived 3 lives before you even rolled over.
Yeah.
But thank you so
much. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are people who wake up at 5 that go to the gym that truly do believe they are better than everybody else.
That is true.
That's why they do it.
That is very true.
What time do you wake up in the morning? I don't know, like 7:30. I get up at 4:30. I have my coffee by 5. I'm at the gym by 5:30. Oh, that's great. Nobody asked.
Okay. Thank you. This person says being super lean doesn't look good. Get some meat on your bones. There, I said it. I'm talking about all the men and women who are 12 to 16% body fat look way healthier than anyone below 10.
Oh my God. I'd love to be 12% body fat.
Fully.
What a dream.
Fully.
I got a couple of percentages I got to work on.
Wait, do you know how much percentage body fat you are?
23?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm like 20, or I'm like 36, so maybe 34. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a lot lower than a year ago.
Period.
That's for sure.
Period. It was like 50 last year, so.
That's good for you.
It's a tough scene.
From a person who's been married to the same person for 16 years, I can honestly say marriage is becoming an outdated institution. I love my husband, but I understand, too, why the younger generation isn't interested in marriage anymore. There, I said it. Why are they not interested in marriage anymore?
Too expensive.
Well, the divorce rate is 60%. You think by 2030, the divorce rate's going to be like 97%?
Yeah, I do. There's not going to be any weddings.
What blows my mind, I have a friend whose dad's been married 4 times. I'm like, man.
At what point do you just throw the towel and you're like, I think this is like not for me?
He's not a quitter.
He was like, I will find the right one. Damn it. They're all like, we hate you. So I'm feeling a little bit of like, about myself. Just last night, I bought, you know, I'm like a bargain shopper, obviously.
That you are.
I bought a dress for $150. And I've never in my life spent that type of money on clothing.
Well,
I feel bougie. There, I said it.
You should. I mean, American Eagle is no joke. They have, they got some nice stuff.
I got it from Saks.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm not regretting it. No regrets here. But I don't know if I'll ever spend that much money. And it's non-returnable. So,
ugh. I just dropped $260 on a pair of boots.
Oh, God.
And then what did I do? I didn't get them in time, and I was pissed. So I spent another $70 on another pair of boots because Amazon Prime was delivering them quicker.
What's going on with the boots?
I don't know. It's winter.
It's like, winter's like over. Like, I need boots. Like, it's March.
I'm telling you, they're Thursday Boot Company, and they're pricey. But, man, these boots will last me forever. I finally got them. I just haven't worn them yet. Kim says Mint Mobile is the same service as Verizon. Stop overpaying and giving these providers your entire paycheck. And then she wrote in parentheses, moose.
No, fully. She's calling you on the carpet.
I pay $20 a month with Mint Mobile, and I didn't notice a that's it. She didn't finish it. She ran out of text. Yeah, she ran out of text minutes. What the hell is Mint Mobile?
It's like Boost Mobile. It's all the same. It's all the
same.
There's
so many providers. I doubt Mint Mobile is at the same level as Verizon.
They
I'm sorry.
All use the same towers.
I don't buy
it's
it.
It's all the same stuff. This person says, self-checkout is not rocket science. I work at Target and frequently oversee our self-checkout. The amount of customers that just stare at the thing and not know what to do is maddening to me.
Yeah. Yesterday I was at Wegmans. I was helping other people out. I felt like I worked there. I was scanning items left and right. You know what I mean? I do it so much.
You have a helping hands vest on. So, yeah, it's tough.
Let me go over to this. You know what mine for today is? Stop complaining about how cold it is outside. You live in Rochester. Just add more layers. If you add more layers, you're going to be fine. There, I said it. Adding more layers in the wintertime is more convenient than taking layers off in the summer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Kind of.
Let's go over to Jeff. It's sad when I meet someone my age who still can't figure out how to get their life together. I'm 38. I have a home. I have a 401k and I own a business. And at that stage in your life, you should easily have all those things or you spend too much money going out. There, I said it. I feel triggered.
No, he's looking at you, buddy.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you missed this very jarring call this morning with a girl by the name of Naya, we'll go ahead. We'll catch you up to speed. But Tuesday morning, she texted in during there. I said it. Mm-hmm. And the text basically came in and said, just when you think you're having a bad day, you find out that the guy you've been dating is actually being paid to go out with you.
Mm-hmm. By your own mother.
By your own mother.
Stuff.
And we had so many questions for her this morning, and she was nice enough to agree to come on with us because we were supposed to talk to her yesterday, and she panicked, but we got her on today. We used the voice changer on on her call.
Yes, we did.
But let's get over to it. Hi, good morning, Naya.
Hi, good morning.
Obviously, this is a very a vulnerable time for you. So can you just break down for Breezy and I exactly what happened? Because the text you sent us on Tuesday morning was kind of jarring. So tell us about that.
So I'm almost 30 and I'm fine with being single, but my mom isn't.
Okay.
I never really had a ton of boyfriends. I just didn't have luck with men. I'm not super attractive or anything. I'm just like, I'm just a shy, I guess, and prefer to stay home.
Okay. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I'm sure you're beautiful.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, we are a radio medium, so I can't confirm nor deny that, but I'm going to say you probably are.
Oh. So a month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice. He's smart. He's funny. Kind of like, wow, where'd he come from? You know, he and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah. We hooked up on the third date, which is kind of soon for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me.
Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, what?
This is where it gets interesting. How did you find that?
This is really tough.
How? How did you find that out?
Well, we went to dinner the other week, and she went to the bathroom, her phone buzzed, and I saw his name on my mom's phone. I know they work together, but they don't really have a huge reason to be texting.
Right.
I brought it up to my mom, and she said he was asking about work stuff, which I didn't believe, but when I saw him again in person, I was able to get it out of him that my mom hired him to take me out, and he was reaching out to her to Venmo him $100 for the dinner and drink without me. Yeah, and I just feel like really stupid, guys, and I feel even more dumb putting this out there on the radio.
Right.
When I confronted my mom, she said it's for your own good. I mean, you need to learn to date or you'll be alone forever. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah.
So as of now, I'm completely talking to that guy and my mother.
Well, you got to tell us, though. So what's the conversation you had with this guy when you found out your mom was paying him?
What did she say to you to get... And basically, it's just almost like he's like getting a stipend for like grocery. I mean, basically, I was like his grocery like
money. Yeah.
Naya, why is your mom so desperate to push somebody on you and date somebody?
Because she wants to be a grandmother.
That's simply not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's...
Her grandchild comes out, it's like, your whole life was a lie, your whole life was a facade, I was paying your dad the whole time. They're like, okay, thanks,
but
Grandma.
You already hooked up with this guy. What's his name?
Ben.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
no.
So you and Big Ben... You guys got busy on, you said, the third date, and then where did you leave it? You can't tell me you're not pissed at the guy. I'm sure you are.
I just think
I'm so angry at the whole thing. He's not innocent. My mother's not innocent. I'm not just mad at her. I mean, he has free will.
Yeah. He easily could have been like, hey, this isn't really like, I don't know, doesn't sit right with me.
Right.
We're going to pass. But instead, he took the money and ran all the way to Wegmans.
How much money was your mom paying him per night to take you out?
$100.
So you guys went out 3 times. He's already made over $300. It's not bad.
Moose is like, can I do it next time?
Guy's making some extra pocket change on the side. Honestly, all kidding aside, I'm sorry that happened to you, Naya. When you sent the text, I'm like, no, she's lying.
Yeah.
And we tried to get you on yesterday. You couldn't make the call. And I'm thankful you agreed to come on this morning. But this is this gives you perfectly good reason to not speak to your mom for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah, I mean, listen, give it some time, obviously, and make sure that you're in a good headspace. I also would highly suggest counseling just to, like, talk through these problems because that's a tough one. That's a big one. Your mother's actions do not define you. If she wants to act like an idiot, she can act like an idiot, but you're not going to subscribe to that behavior. And giving that space and holding peace for that and getting out of ever seeing Ben again, you don't want to be with someone like that, especially someone who would be like, yeah, I'll just take the money and run.
Yeah.
That's not a good person. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, right.
Naya, thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. People are texting in right now. They're not happy with your mom.
Rightfully so.
There are parents out there that push their children to date and see somebody because it's for their own selfish...
Right. Selfish lore.
Yeah, they want it because they want to be a grandma. You do you.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing your story and keep us posted on what happens, okay?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Bye, Queen.
Look at these texts. Her mom had good intentions. She's just trying to find love for her daughter, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple of texts as well that kind of echo that, and I don't know if I fully agree, but this person says, so one time I did this, but it was the opposite. I paid a woman to take my dad out on a date. He had been divorced from my mom for over 10 years, and he was just refusing to get back out there. Well, to my surprise, they actually ended up hitting it off and literally got married. Your mom was coming from a place of love. Call her back.
Yeah, well, yes. Okay. Well, that's up to her to decide when she wants to speak to her mother.
And then this last text, we'll wrap it with this. If my mom did this for me, I would literally cry tears of joy. Guys, it's been a while, let me tell you.
Man.
Right.
So basically, her mom paid this guy $100 a night. He takes the money and ends up having sex with her.
So that's just prostitution.
Right.
But, I mean, hey, what do I know? I don't know the ins and outs of the prostitution laws.
I don't either. We'll have to get a hold of Naya's mom and see if she's accepting applications.
Not you sending yours in.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.